When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Delusional Diaries podcast. I'm Hallie.
And I'm Jazz. And you know what I'm about to say, because Hallie's going to want to murder me. But everything should be totally fixed now. I apologize for the past few weeks. I know it's asked for you. Believe me, it's also asked for me. Also asked for Hallie, because she has to deal with me feeling like it's ass. But I think if we figure out the issue. We got a new system today. I think the old system, when it got put in our podcast bag, it just got hit and it broke something because people were like, do this, it'll fix it. And I did that and it didn't fix it. I'm convinced it just is broken forever. So the new one works. Yay. I'm so happy. I've never been so happy about something before in my life.
Yeah, I think this sounds really clear. We also have headphones on, which is like interesting. We used to do that at the very, very beginning of the podcast when we were at this like studio.
It's the first studio. Yeah.
And then we stopped when we went to the new studio. So it's interesting to have it back on. I kind of like it though. It makes me feel like.
No, I like it too. But the old system couldn't handle more than one thing of headphones.
Interesting. Okay. Well, so, fun and fresh. Love the upgrade. The fucking sound effects.
Wait, I wanted to use the.
I feel like you're just at inappropriate times. It's like
100%. The new system has like sound effects. So I have to kind of learn what they are. So I apologize for them. So I'm going to have a lot of fun with them at the beginning.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, what do we talk about?
Should we go into Peek and Pit? Apparently Jazz says people wants, you guys want us to bring that back.
Yes. We were very consistent with it for a while. It just kind of like fell off. There was no peaks and no pits. Life was just bland.
No. I had some peaks and pits. I just like wasn't talking about it. But
yeah.
I'm down to get back into that.
Amazing. Do you want to go first or shall I?
You go.
Okay. My peak is unpacking in my new apartment and just like not being cluttered. I like clear space, clear mind. And that's how I feel currently. And I'm just really enjoying having this podcast room. And I got all these bins off Amazon and a label maker. And I've really been on my organization grind. It's just been like very fun for me to like, everything has its place. It's made me like, just like in a better mental space, which I've loved.
I love that. I'm jealous. Yeah, for sure. I would love just another like closet just for shit. Cause I just have so much shit I always have. So like, this would be nice to have like a second bedroom as well, but yeah. I don't need to do that.
Oh no. You have like your terrace. Like you, I would actually be pissed if you ever got rid of your apartment because
I know I would just love a little extra space.
No, that's so valid. I just like really like love your terrace. We haven't even got to have a summer with the terrace.
No, 100%. Like Isabel, she was over and she's like, I'm about to be over here every day in the summer just tanning. And I was like, no, I get it. Like I don't know. But you also have like a fucking pool in your apartment complex. Did you use it one time?
No.
She
Brandon,
literally.
Okay. I was not moving in here until September, and then I was like, I want to move in early.
She's like, I need to use the pool. It'll make me so happy. I have to move in so I can use this pool. It'll be worth it, like a month early. She moves in a month early, never touched the pool.
Never did.
We never went once.
But that's the thing about me. Like, once I get an idea in my head, like, just like this apartment, I have to do it immediately. Like, there's simply no stopping me. I'm the most impatient person on the planet. With everything.
I'm an impatient person. Like I've always been. It's been like a big struggle of mine my entire life. My family has been annoyed with me. Jazz takes it to new levels that are like, I feel like the most patient person in the world compared to you. It's just like, I think about when we went to fucking Disney World. Ugh. And like, I don't know what she expected. I'm like, she's like, no, she can't handle the lines.
I don't do lines anywhere. Not because I think I'm better than people. I'm just because I'm not patient. And I saw online, oh, like you can pay to cut the lines. I'm like,
basically, she saw Kylie Jenner got this VIP tour with Stormy, and it's like where you have a person at Disney that like takes you around the park. I'm sure you have to set that up way in advance, and it's probably, I can't even imagine how much money it is. Probably $10,000 minimum. And she is like going into this fucking like office, this ticketing office where you can buy like the fast passes and stuff. We'd already used all the fast passes, everything.
There's like three.
You can only use like three. Yeah. So Jazz is like, what do I have to do to not wait in a line? Like, I will pay whatever amount of money. Like, can you give us a VIP tour person? And I'm like, we don't need the fucking Stormy, like fucking, what's her last name? Scott? I don't know what Stormy's last name would be.
I actually don't know the answer.
I don't know. Not Jenner, probably. I don't fucking know. Webster. It's Stormy Webster. We do not need the Stormy Webster fucking Disney World treatment. I'm like, it's not worth it. So then we ended up just leaving Disney like really early because neither of us could handle the lines. I don't mind a line as much. The one line I will absolutely not do is when it's cold and I'm going to the bar. Like in the summer, I'll wait outside for 10, 15 minutes. Like it sucks, but it's not that bad. But in the winter, I'm not waiting in a line, like period, because I'm not wearing a jacket and I'm fucking freezing. But you just never do lines.
Yeah. I want to get to the action. And when I have, like when I'm in the mood for the plan, I'm in the mood for the plan. And okay. I want to experience it. But also I thought like my old boss used to like get fast passes at Disneyland and it was like not that expensive.
They must have switched it.
But no, she said like, oh, we don't do that anymore.
Oh yeah.
I think people were taking advantage of it or something and like they were just over it. So.
Yeah. I don't know. Cause I feel like I used to go to Disney and like the fast passes weren't like that. I feel like you could just kind of buy one and then you were all had it like the entire time. So yeah, it was interesting.
That's what I was looking for, which they did not have. But my pit. Oh my God. So we go, by the way, guys, I broke dry January. I made it 12 days and I actually fully wanted to keep going, but sometimes you have to put your friend's needs above yours. And my friend just like wanted to drink with me and I couldn't deny her that. So I broke it.
Yeah, you had already broken it. She broke it Friday night and then Saturday it didn't take any convincing. Like,
no,
you
were just broken? It's like, it's broke.
You were never even doing it.
I was doing it.
It was just like an accident.
But my pit was what I'm getting to is we were like, oh, like I was like, you can pour some tequila in my mouth for this video. Insert clip here. No, it was not the smallest bit of tequila. It was in my eyes. That shit burned. I thought I was blind for a good 4 seconds, soaking wet afterwards, changed my top, but it actually worked out because my tits were out at the end of it with a different top. And I,
yeah, you're welcome.
Those are the best pictures that have ever existed of me.
Yeah.
And I love myself all of a sudden.
What's funny, two things I have to say on that. One, I was pretty drunk when I was pouring that, so I did a little bit of a heavier pour. Two, the bottle was very heavy and like weird shaped. So I really couldn't control how much was coming out. She also did tell me like, it's okay. Like I'll spit it out, like whatever. And like,
I don't recall.
You did tell me that. And so I was like planning on for you to like spit it out. I just didn't mean to pour that much, obviously, but it came out funny for the video, whatever.
It's funny. But we had a good time.
Also I gave Jazz this top I had cause like her top was covered in tequila and it's like the best top ever on her. Like I wore it I think one time and she like doesn't do me justice. I would need it to be like 15 times smaller to like be able to push my boobs together, you know what I'm saying? But it like fits her so perfectly because like it just is a deep cut. And I saw a girl in Miami who has amazing boobs wearing that top. And I was thinking, I was like, Jazz should wear this top because like I was like, I'm never putting that top on again now after seeing this girl's boobs in it. And then you put it on and I was like, ugh, looks perfect. So you can just have the top.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I also, did you bring my mug?
No, I also forgot your leather jacket and everything. Was going to bring, Jazz like wore a jacket over to my apartment and then I don't even know why you ended up wearing.
I wore a jacket over to your apartment because like I can be out and about looking like a whore. In my building, I'm not comfortable because it's such a long elevator ride down and then it stops on every floor and it's just like a whole group of different people and I just wasn't ready for that because I'm sober when I was leaving my house.
Okay, period.
But also, Hallie got this mug and I was like, I would love this mug, so I'm hoping she was going to give it to me today.
It's okay. It was in the dishwasher.
I'll pick it up.
Disgusting.
My other pit was also the fact that we went out yesterday, yeah, at some point, and Keon for some reason orders an espresso martini at Bleecker Street. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, that's such a weird drink to order. He'd been drinking vodka all day long, like vodka sodas. So I'm like, why are we drinking this? But whatever,
you need a little boost. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess clearly he stayed out longer than I did, so clearly it worked. Yeah, he was out there. But anyways, he orders a drink. I try to hand it to him, like, get his attention. Kevin also tried to get his attention and spilled the drink all over my white shirt. So I had two drinks spilled on me and two shirts covered in alcohol this weekend. So That's what I eat for breaking dry January.
But to be fair, the tequila spilled on your shirt didn't like affect the look. It just obviously smelled like tequila. I didn't even think it smelled that bad. But she was wearing like a sheer white shirt. So then it's like you get an espresso martini on this white. It's just like does not look good. But then she has to go pee. And there's there's a huge line. She walks up to the guy that's like manning the bathroom. And she goes, a guy just spilled a drink all over me and I need to like fix it. And he's like,
it's going to ruin my white shirt.
He's like, oh, sweetie. Like, and he like lets her go pee. And like, it was just like literally like Kevin spilled the drink on her.
But yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah.
Also, I had another note I wanted to say, kind of related to our, we went out Friday, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Hallie has a new friend and she called me a couple weeks ago and she's like, you're going to love her. She smokes weed. And I'm like, I don't automatically just click with anyone who smokes weed. You know, like that's ridiculous. And then we went out and I was like, I kind of like your vibe. Like, put me in a group chat.
No, this is what happened. I met up with Katie Ritchie was in town and I love her. We've like been talking and like following each other. And then she was like, oh, she was visiting Isabel who lives here. And then Sadie was also with them, Sadie Crowell. And so then they were all like, hey, do you want to go to dinner with us? I ended up going to dinner with them. And I really, like, I loved all of them. But, like, I really hit it off with Isabel because she lives in New York also. And so then I was like, wait, like, we should be friends. And I was like, she's super on Jazz's vibe. Like, I was like, I just know her and Jazz would click. Like, they're just both really, like, chill, straight up, blunt, like, all of that. And I was like, I know Jazz will fuck with her. I, like, call Jazz and I'm like, oh, my God, I made us a new friend. Like, you're going to love her. And Jazz is like, Jazz, like, I don't need any friends. Like,
I don't like most fucking people.
And I'm just like, but I know you'll like her, so, like, just fuck off. And she was, like, actually annoying me.
Well, because it's pissing me off, because she goes, no, like, you're gonna like her. She smokes. She just pulled out a joint, and she smoked. I'm like, that's not enough of a reason. That's
the only reason. I knew there was so many. I said, it's not like I was like, oh, she just smokes. Like,
that's all I could hear.
I knew. Okay, but she's, because you weren't listening. And so, you're being me. And so then like we went out with her on Friday, like you had met her just like very briefly on New Year's and stuff. So we went out with her and like Jazz like after she's like, okay, I have to, I don't, you're right, whatever.
I hate to like admit her. It but like she's kind of a vibe. I had a good time with her. Like I'm down.
Yeah, I knew you would. But yeah, we love her. And where were we going with that? I don't even remember.
I just wanted to talk about this weekend.
Oh well, speaking of this weekend, I'll go into my peak. My one peak, I made a TikTok about this, I'm sure you guys have seen. The guy on Hinge really, like, just boosted my confidence because it was, like, it's not like he had sent me a like and then
Did you want to explain what it was?
Oh, yeah, sorry, if you didn't see.
I'm like,
I know. I'm just like,
not everyone sees your videos as fast as I do.
I know. Basically, I was, like, scrolling through Hinge and I come across this guy that's, his first prompt says, biggest risk I've taken is, like, setting my height above 6'3" so I can meet Hallie Kate. Cause I had said in a TikTok like a while back that like I had my Hinge set at 6'3" and above so I could like meet tall guys. I don't even know. I don't even remember what video I said that in, but whatever. And then I was like, it's not like though, like he had sent me a like and like he had changed his prompt to that or something. Like it was just literally on his Hinge with his chest. And I had just come across his profile. And I'm telling you, like I'm clicking through. I was actually, what was funny is I was clicking through Hinge and I was going to make a video of things I saw on Hinge this week that like truly disturbed me. Cause like I had seen like a bunch of prompts and stuff that I was like, oh my God. I'll actually read some. Maybe I'll read some of them on the podcast. I think that'd be
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, I'd like that.
I don't want to make fun of anybody's physical appearance. So I was just literally like going for the prompts and stuff. And like, obviously I was going to crop everybody's names out. And I'm scrolling through literally just trying to find funny prompts to make this video for. And then I come across that. It was the biggest like jump scare. I was like,
is she this calls real? Me. I thought someone died. Like it's literally my YouTube vlog of her, my reaction of her calling me. She's like, oh my God. I thought jump scare. Like freaking out. I'm like, who's dead? Like what happened? Like what are we being canceled for? Like something along those lines.
100%. But I just thought that was really funny. And then I messaged him. And like it is, well, and then also what's funny is like when I posted on my Instagram story, a bunch of girls were like swiping up. They're like, oh my God, I've seen him on Hinge. Like I've come across this profile. Like I was like trying to send it to you, whatever. I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. Like imagine like I'm like, are you pulling other girls with that prompt? That's what I want to know. Like Because if
it gives the same energy, but like much lower scale, no offense, is when guys go like, my favorite artist is Taylor Swift.
No, yeah, I get that. Yeah. Like kind of like, because then it's like girls that like her, like, oh my God, I love her on TikTok, you know, and then it's like, yeah. He can have a conversation. I also, I'm not, no offense to him, but it is like a little bit of a concerning red flag to me that you would like watch my videos on TikTok. Because I'm just like, one, I've like, feel like I'm perceived very different on TikTok than I am in real life. So I don't know. My ideal man is like, doesn't have a phone type of vibe, or like at least not TikTok, but I also like can appreciate, I don't know.
I think it's sweet. It's like, way to shoot your shot.
Yeah. I liked him obviously back, and I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. And then since I'd posted on my Instagram story, obviously, I guess he follows me on Instagram. He messaged me back and he's like, can't wait for your next Instagram story to be a soft launch of me or whatever. I was like, that is funny.
He's confident. Yeah. I respect it.
No, he is. And then I forget what he said after that, but maybe I'll go on the date he asked me to drinks. I'm kind of scared of it, but also like, I think it's funny. He's also 6'2". He's not 6'3". That's why he like made that his whole prompt and whatever.
He made his height 7 feet tall.
7 feet. Yeah. But yeah, I just thought that was funny. That was kind of a peak. Also a peak was just like, I had fun yesterday. Like, obviously I love like a day drink, and especially when it's just with like friends, like obviously love Keon and going out with him. It was always a good time. You and Kevin, great vibes overall. My pit though is also drinking. I literally drank for a week straight. I drank Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night,
you
Saturday.
You did?
Yes. I drank every night. Every
what did
night.
You do all week?
Heavily. Monday I forget, and Tuesday I forget, but I know I drank both of those nights. Wednesday I went to dinner with Maddie and Carly. Oh, yeah. And they were like, we just hadn't seen each other in a while, and we were at Lure, and I got a martini, and I was like, wait, this was fucking good. I kind of been in my martini era. And then, again, because I fuck with the olives too, and then I ended up getting like three. And then, oh my God, I didn't even tell this. Wait, this is actually the funniest fucking story. I'm at dinner.
If you're gonna keep it that close, that's fine. I'm just gonna, I have to turn you down.
I pull away? I can.
It gets a little louder when you do it. That's all.
I'm at dinner on Wednesday night with Maddie and Carly, and we're just like, chilling, and there's this table of like probably eight guys, and I'm just having like a casual martini. They send over shots, and like, this is like a very nice like restaurant.
I love that restaurant.
Yeah, it's like,
I wish I would have done the three you guys were going. Just to be clear, I was invited. I was editing the podcast, that's why I didn't go, but I would have just said fuck the podcast and gone had I known that's where they were going, because I love it there.
Sorry, I'm like, where is he going with this? The girl that I bought lobster for is here.
Shut up, I'm screaming. If you got, actually, guys, Keon was on the podcast and he bought a girl lobster. Like, he told that whole story of like not polling, basically. He just texted us in a group chat saying that the girl that he bought lobster for is at a birthday party he's at right now.
That's so funny. Speaking of lobster, as at it was Lure, so it was like a sushi place, like whatever. Anyway, like, it's a nice restaurant. It's not like a rowdy, like whatever. And it's a Wednesday night. Like, no one should be doing shots on a Wednesday night like that. But they're all doing shots and they're sending them over because obviously like, we're a table of girls. And I was just like, okay, like shoot your shot, whatever. So then they're like across like looking at us and I'm like, all right. So I'm like doing the shots and they keep sending shots over. They sent at least three rounds, at least minimum. And I'm the only one that's like Maddie and Carly, like they don't got the tolerance like that, you know?
You know, Carly's drunk after two sips.
Yeah. So she's like, I literally can't do this. So then I'm like doing theirs and like the guys are like sending them over. And like, I'm just like looking at them. I'm like, oh my God, another, like I keep doing it. It was so bad. I'm like fucking hammered. I'm also ordering more martinis as we speak. So it's just like a recipe for disaster. I go to this bar that's like pretty close by after, and I get like a drink there. So I've had so many drinks at this point. And these guys come up and they're like, hey, like talking to us. And I'm like, okay, like cool. Talking to them for a while. They're nice. They're humongous. Like all of them were 6'6" and up. I'm not kidding. And I was like, damn. But they're all wearing like UVA merch. And I'm like, how old are you? Like, are you in school? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, how old are you? He's like, 20. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I am 23. Ew. So I'm like, I'm just like talking to them. But they had told Carly that they were in the NFL. And Carly believed them and starts telling all of our friends, like our friend Maddie had left. So then Carly's like texting Maddie. She's like, oh my God, we're talking to NFL players right now. And like, I get it. Like they were, I think they were on the football team at UVA. So I get why, like they did kind of look like they could be in the NFL. They were all super tall, but they're all like wearing UVA merch. And I'm just like, I feel like it's kind of obvious that they go to UVA. But it was so funny. Like Carly is gullible like that she would believe it. It was so fucking funny. But yeah, I was like, okay. And then this 20-year-old's like, can I buy you a drink? And I'm just like, okay, like I'll let this kid buy me a drink, like whatever. And he literally pulls out like cash and I'm like, he's like, this is my per diem from the school. I'm like, this kid used a fucking fake ID to get in here and he's buying me cash with his like fucking field trip money. I was like, I gotta go. I literally had like one sip of the drink. I was like, I have to go. I'm so sorry. Like I can't be here right now with 20-year-olds at this bar. And so I left. Thursday, yeah, we went to an event and then it just ended up being like, my friend Rob was like, oh, there's this event at this like sex shop. So I go to this event at this sex shop. And then I like left and went to same bar actually of the night of the 20-year-old. He was not there anymore. I think he was departing back to UVA from his field trip. And then Friday we went out, Saturday, and then I did not drink today.
What Woo! An accomplishment.
Yeah, I didn't drink today. It's been bad. I'm like, I seriously cannot drink until at least like next Thursday, Friday, which isn't that many days. It's like maybe 5 days from now. But like, yeah, I felt disgusting. I did wake up every single morning though. I want to make this.
This is so true.
I woke up every single morning at like 8 a.m. I took my dogs on an hour-long walk and then I went to the gym at 9 a.m. and worked out for an hour. So I did like still live my life. I wasn't like brutally hungover or anything. I was...
Nothing against anyone who gets hangovers. It's so normal. You can't control it.
No, I'm not coming in any... But it would be a different story if I was like hungover rotting every single day this entire week. That'd be different. That
wasn't really... I just wanted to figure out which one... I totally went there.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, I know that they are. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry. I also want to talk about like being out. Hallie does this thing. It drives me fucking bonkers. She leaves her phone places. Like it's within reach, yes, but I will snag it. I snagged it 3 times one night. And she's like, where's my phone?
Okay, I get. But I'm like, literally, I'm like at, there's a ledge behind me. I put my phone on the ledge and I'm talking to this guy like across from me. And I literally know the phone's right there and I would be able to see it. The only person that I knew was standing next to me was you. It's like, I was able to see from my peripheral vision. No one was standing next to me.
No, you're all, when this happens, you are so into your conversations. There is no peripherals because you're drunk and you're so into what's being talked about.
No, I.
One day I'm just saying someone is going to snatch her phone. And it's not going to be me.
Whatever.
I can see this for you.
Anyway, maybe. I could be better about that if I don't, like, I don't know. Sometimes I just don't want to hold it. I have a drink in my hand. I don't want to be
But
like,
you have a purse.
I'm not putting my phone in my purse. It doesn't really fit.
You have a kajillion purses and most of them have, like, more than one compartment. No,
like the Prada triangle. Like
there's two triangles.
No, but it's like they're full. There's like 3 packs of gum. There's like 18 lipsticks. It's not fitting. My LFD cards, like I got too much shit in there.
Okay.
Anyway. I have something I want to say about this weekend going out.
Okay.
I have like a whole topic of conversation. Basically, this weekend, this guy, I was like standing just like day drinking, whatever. It was like 5 p.m. And this guy is like, he's like watching football and he is like probably pretty drunk. I don't know, but whatever. He is jumping so fucking violently in this bar, like jumping, and he's like shaking his whole body, like flailing his arms out, and he ends up, I'm standing right there, he ends up smacking the fuck into me, like hitting me so hard in the back. And then also when he was jumping, like as he also hit me in the back with like his arm, his like foot came down and like slid across my Achilles heel or whatever, and it hurt so bad, like actually, like I was like trying not to cry. I was like, oh my god, because he like also knocked the wind out of me when he hit me. And nothing enrages me more than like people in a bar who don't like have no regard for personal space, to the point like not just like, oh, shoving into somebody a little, like there is no reason in hell you should be flailing your body around like that in a crowded ass bar. And he hit me so fucking hard. I've never, like, I am not a violent person, like nothing actually enrages me. He like brought out this rage in me. Like my brother and I used to beat the shit out of each other. I don't know if that was like a normal thing with siblings, like I would ask like people I know, like, oh, like, yeah, like, did you and your brother or like sister ever get in like fucking fist fights? And they're like, no. I'm like, my brother and I would actually beat the shit out of each other, like fight, like to the point where it's like somebody ended up crying and my brother would fight so fucking dirty, he'd yank my hair. And then oh my God. Anyway, this man elicited like a reaction in me where it's like it brought me back to being 12 years old and wanting to beat the shit out of my brother. Like it was the same as that, where I was like, I almost like swung on him, like, and I've never felt rage like that in my life, and I would have done it. And then anyway, so I obviously did not do that. I controlled myself. I'm not gonna get in a fucking fist fight at Houston Hall. But then Jazz taps him and she's like, excuse me. And he's like, yeah. She goes, you smacked my friend in the face. Like, he did not do that. Like, he hit me in the back.
Well, to be clear, we were in a loud bar, and I didn't fully understand what you said. But he, either way, he owed you an apology because you were in pain, and no one should be acting like that in the bar.
No, yeah. But it was just funny. I didn't even need an apology. Like, it was the way he had zero regard for, like, he had to have felt that he smacked me pretty fucking hard.
And you know what? You did deserve an apology, because if you didn't start saying you need to apologize for your actions, then he would do it again to someone else and it would just continue in a dark path.
That you're like, you smacked my friend in the face. Like, he literally didn't, but
in my mind he did.
And then he's like, oh, I'm sorry, like whatever. Obviously he didn't.
No, he said it, he actually had a nice tone.
Did he? Okay, I wasn't really listening.
I think you were just really upset.
He was like, oh, I'm
so sorry. He was like taken back that I said something.
Yeah, probably.
Which is valid. But I had a few drinks in me.
Yeah. Anyway, that's where I was going, though. I was thinking, what would make you actually get in a fight? Like, I know we joke, like, oh, like a bar fight, like whatever. But it's like, what would actually make you, like, fight somebody? Because there's, like, very, very few things I think would actually make me get in a fight. Like, I'm not a physical person like that. Like, what would make you actually get in a physical fight? Like, actually be physically violent?
Yeah, I know I joke a lot about how I would do it, but I really wouldn't. The hard R would definitely do it for me. Okay. Honestly, like, even me just catching a white person just like saying the N-word in general.
Okay.
And like that, maybe if I caught them and I was like, and they were like, immediately like, I don't even know, like, I feel like that could stem something. Something could stem from that for sure.
Okay.
Like a guy being really rude to a girl.
Okay.
If he was like, you're a, like, if like a guy was screaming at a girl in a bar, I feel like something could stem from that, you know? But I just don't see myself getting in an actual fight.
I don't ever either. I'm trying to think genuinely. I feel like if I was ever to get in a fight, it would be with another girl. It wouldn't be, I wouldn't be like smacking, like, I mean, I guess like I could see myself if a guy was just like did something so horrible, like whatever, I could see myself like maybe walking up and like punching him in the face, like, knowing he's not gonna hit me. I would need to know he's not gonna hit me back. Like, I would need to be like, I can punch this man in the face and then like walk away from this. Not like, I wouldn't want to like get into it with like a crazy whatever, because yeah, I wouldn't want to get,
I just don't really think it would ever happen. But like, I think something could like stem from those two things I said that would end up possibly turning into an altercation.
Okay. If I feel like, yeah, I just don't think I would ever do that. But if I was to, I think it would have to be with like a girl that I was like, I could beat her up.
In my head, I could beat, like, most women up.
Yeah, I don't feel that way. I think you could.
I'm just, like, delusionally confident in that sense. Like, I've never even been in a fight.
I mean, maybe that I
can recall.
My brother.
No, I think I might have been one fight in middle school. But anyways, besides the point.
You had a fight in middle school?
Me and my friend Casey. We're friends. We were friends then. I hadn't talked to her in years, but like we were friends when it happened. I don't even know when it was over. It was something stupid.
Like you physically fought?
Yeah, it was just like short. Like,
wait, was there a lot of fights at your like school?
It was a decent amount, I feel like.
Okay.
Nothing ever like hit like the drama when you would hear like in between periods like, oh, blank and blank are fighting after school, like whatever. Like that shit was crazy.
I loved, honestly, yeah. Like I feel like there would be a fight at my school like once a month. It was pretty often. Every single time there, I cannot explain it. I don't know. There was a braid on the ground after every single fight. Like somebody's braid would get ripped out. But it's like, it didn't, I swear to God, it didn't even matter if no one had braids. There was somehow like a magical braid that would just appear after every fight. Like I cannot explain it. But at my school, there was like some fucking drama. Like one time, this girl was pregnant and her baby daddy got in a literal physical fight at lunch. Like while she was pregnant, like she's like visibly 6 months pregnant and they're like beating the shit out of each other. And one time I was at the water fountain and I was like getting a sip of water and these guys got in a fight right in front of me and they got shoved into me and they like knocked me out. There's a lot of fights, yeah. But it was like some fucking tea. It was like, oh my God.
What a time.
I know.
Speaking of your high school experience, yesterday, and if I have to change my words or cut this, I will. But yesterday, we're at the bar, and I see Hallie look at this man and go, no fucking way. Holy shit. And I'm like, this guy is maybe 5'8". Like, there's no way she fucked him. Like, how? And like, who is this man? I've never seen this man in my life. Like, I don't know who this man is. I'm like, did she have like a different, like, height requirement before she met me? I'm so confused right now. And then she's like, oh, we were best dressed together in high school. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it is. It's funny because literally no one from my high school ever talked about moving to New York. Like no one moved. Actually, like two people have maybe, but he's one of them. And I never expected him to. We were like pretty decent friends throughout high school. We had a lot of mutual friends. We like, I feel like I'd see him at parties and stuff. He wasn't like a best friend by any means, but we won best dressed in high school together. Still have the photo. And I wasn't even in the yearbook. I literally missed my senior yearbook photo 8 times. Like I just kept not showing up. I was like, I don't give a fuck to be in this.
Wait,
yearbook.
You didn't have like to submit your senior photos?
No, you went and like took it. You had to wear this like black, like there was this blue background and then you had to wear this black like off the shoulder dress thing with like these pearls. I don't know. It was like fucking fugly. And weird. Also I was like, I don't want to do that. And I just like didn't give a shit. I missed so much school senior year. I just like kept missing it every day. Like they gave me 8 retakes. I didn't take one of them. And I wasn't in the yearbook, but I was in the yearbook for best dressed. Like that's my only like whatever. And it wasn't even like fucking close. Like I ate these bitches up with the best dressed. It was like they did a vote or whatever. And I was like, it was literally like 89% votes for me. And then like the other three people that were like in the top had like maybe like 4%, like whatever. But yeah, he was best dressed with me also. And I known he lives here. I actually like hung out with him a little bit when he first moved here, but I haven't seen him in over a year and I have never run into him before. So it was funny to just see him and I don't know.
Yeah, it was funny. Do you want to guess what my senior superlative was?
Something with like a juicy tracksuit or like...
No, I wish.
I don't even know. I'm trying to think what senior superlatives even there are. Most likely to...
No.
Okay.
I was drama queen.
Oh my God.
One thing about me, I've always been dramatic.
Okay. That's actually really funny.
Yep.
That
was a fun one.
I was thinking about high school. But did you cheat a lot in high school?
I didn't fucking go.
Like when you'd have to take a test.
Yeah, 100%. Also like my senior year, I had the guy I dated, he took all my online classes for me and I didn't do anything.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Okay. I hated school.
I could like get away with, I was always like pretty good at just like bullshitting. Like I wasn't actually learning the materials, but I would be able to like fake my way through something and like cheat or like whatever to get an A. Like I had really good grades, but yeah, I definitely cheated like so bad in some aspects.
I was the bitch who was like, hey, sorry I ignored your last text, but can I have the homework?
Oh God. See, I wasn't that bitch. I never asked for the homework.
Oh, I had no shame.
Okay. You would Zip be zero that man.
Way. Cause I just like, my focus in high school was getting my money up. Like I worked before school and after school. fuck school.
Yeah.
I want money. Like, that's always been my mindset. And I just thought school was stupid. And I knew I wasn't going to college. I was only going to college because I had one free semester. Then after that, I was like, I'll figure it out. And I did. I worked in real estate, obviously. But, like, I just... It wasn't for me. I didn't give a fuck about any of that shit.
I mean, same. I like, they let you have... I tried to graduate early. I begged my parents. I was like, I want to move to New York. I was, like, 15. And my parents were like, no. Like, we're not letting you move to fucking New York at 15 years old. Like, I was dead ass. Like, come on. I'll just go to college. Like, whatever. And my parents wouldn't let me. They were like, if you graduate early, you have to stay here. And I was like, okay, well, there's no fucking point of graduating early and, like, killing myself to, like, get all these classes done when, like, I'm not going to be able to move. So I stayed. But my senior year, I was allowed to have, like, work leave, which I did work. But I was literally done with school every day. Like, I went from, like, 8 to 10 a.m. So it was, like, 2 hours. And then I would go work at – it was called South Moon Under. It's a little boutique. They sold, like, Free People and all this stuff. And I would work there. And I loved it. Well, did I? I don't know. Then I got fired because –
Was that your first job?
No.
What was your first job? I know you said it before. I can't remember.
Technically, my first job, like, I babysat when I was starting at, like, 12 years old, but that doesn't count. And then I was a lifeguard.
Sorry. Isn't that crazy to think that we were fucking taking care of children at 12?
No. I was really young when I started babysitting.
Same. And I begged to do it.
Yeah.
And, like, I was fine. But I look back and I'm like, I think about myself now, I'm like, if I were to have a kid, I don't think I would let a 12-year-old watch my child.
It is really crazy to think about. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I literally, like it was 12 or 13. They had to, like, come pick me up and, yes, like, drop me back off and stuff. And it's like, I would want somebody to be at least, like, 16, 17 where they could, like, drive, yes, themselves. It is really wild to think I guess it was, like, because I was, my mom worked at a preschool. So she was friends with a lot of the, like, moms that went to the preschool. So it's like, I guess they probably had more trust in me because they knew it was, like, my mom and stuff.
No, I had to be picked up because my mom had a lot of friends who had younger kids. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, I want my money up. Like, I'm on my grind. Like, mm-hmm, let's get this. I'm like, oh, my God. I was a baby taking care of babies.
I 100%. The best family I babysat for, they would always go on, like, date nights. But they would put the kids to bed before I even showed up. So I'd show up at, like, 7:38, and the kids would already be asleep. I never saw the kids one time. I'm not kidding. I babysat these kids, never saw them because they were asleep in their rooms. I just sat on their couch and watched TV to make sure the house, like, didn't burn down while the parents were gone, and they'd come back and they'd pay me so well. They were probably paying me like $10, $15 an hour, which was great money at the time. And it's so funny, like, never looked at the kids one time.
Yeah. No, even when I was working my real estate job, I would do care.com afterwards because, like, money was up, you know, stay on that grind. And I would get there, put the kids to bed, and they would stay out till 1 or 2 in the morning. So I would just watch TV, and it was amazing. I made so much extra money doing it. It was insane. I'm telling you, I was literally in the top, like, what, 1% of caregivers on care.com. If you need a side hustle, get on care.com. Like, it is so fucking good. And you can do one-time jobs. You can do, like, only date nights, only when the kids are asleep, whatever. Like, it is the best money maker. Like, childcare is fucking expensive.
Yeah. No, that's so true. Also, I'm thinking about babysitting. Like, did you ever, like, the parents would be like, eat whatever you want, and you would feel so guilty, but you'd be, like, fucking starving. So I would eat something, like, I'd eat, like, a fucking granola bar, but I would, like, literally bury it under the trash.
Yes.
It's such a shared experience that I feel like nobody talks about. It's like, I would literally bury the shit because I'd be like, I don't want them to see that I ate a granola bar. Like, I feel,
like,
so bad.
A thing of, like, Welch's fruit snacks. And they're like, I'm like, I did something wrong.
No, 100%. Like, I would, like, eat the kids.
I'm not,
like,
sitting there for 6 hours, like, fucking starving.
No. Literally, I would eat the kids, like, scraps from, like, whatever, and I'd feel, like, really bad. I'm like, oh my God. But, like, that's it. Or you'd, like, use a blanket, and then you'd, like, perfectly fold it back up because you're like, I don't want them to know I used a blanket.
No, fully. It's like, for what? Like, you're literally in their home.
Like, I know. Oh my God. Like, babysitting's so weird. And I'd always be convinced, like, somehow, like, I wasn't doing anything wrong, but I'd be convinced, like, somewhere I was like, they have a fucking camera in here and they're, like, watching me. Like,
no, I watched a movie about that once. Like, it's like a very lighthearted movie, and I was like, after that, I was like genuinely afraid to babysit for a while because I was like, I don't want to be watched. I'm not doing anything wrong. It's just like,
What was your first job?
My first job, I outside of babysitting, I worked at, like, my family's, like, cream puff and funnel cake booth. Mm-hmm. But then after that, I worked at a boutique for a hot minute, and then I worked at Nordstrom, worked at the coffee shop. That's basically it.
Okay, I did lifeguarding. And then I also coached a swim team at the same time, and I coached the swim team every summer. And then I worked at Justice.
No fucking way.
Yeah, it was so cutesy. It was the closest clothing store to my house, and I obviously just wanted to work at a clothing store. Could I wear any of the clothes? No. But it was honestly really fun. They would only give me like one shift a week, and I remember I was like always begging. I'm like, please give me more. And like I couldn't even drive at the time because I got the job when I turned exactly 16. And you can't drive in Virginia until you're 16 in 3 months. So for 3 months, my mom had to drop me off at work every single day. But then I worked at Tropical Smoothie Cafe, which was an experience. Awful. I only worked there for like maybe 2 months, and then had to quit because like the boss was like literally like sexually harassing people, and it was really fucking weird. Yeah, and then I worked at a boutique for a while as well.
Oh, I posted a Instagram story of us when we were at lunch last week, like 20 replies saying congrats on like your New Year's resolution, like following through. I'm like, we're really getting praised for the bare fucking minimum. Fucking lunch. Like it wasn't a crazy resolution, but like we did follow through.
Yeah, we did go to thank God a new. We went to Ruby's like 2 times
with Michael.
It's like the most basic. It's like a good. The only thing with Ruby's though is I always get like a salad because their salads are so good, but they're too small. Like I always leave hungry. I always am like, I need like a protein bar or something after. I'm not ever satisfied. But we went to 12 Chairs. It's such good if you are in the city.
I love the salad.
The Greek salad.
I never like go somewhere like, I want to go eat a salad. Like that's not really my vibe at all. Like give me a fucking burger. Like that's my jam. But like the salad there is so fucking good.
It's the best place. And it's like, it's not that hard to like, especially for lunch. Like you can easily walk in. And like, I feel like you can get a reservation there relatively easily. It's so good if you like Mediterranean, Greek, Israeli food. So fucking good.
Yeah, it was great. My mother is my number one fan.
Okay.
She buys everything that I wear or post, everything. Like this last week, she's like, look at me, my new shoes. She got Sambas.
My mom also just bought Sambas, which I think is funny. And she called, which is funny. Like you were telling me this story that your mom did that. And my mom literally did like the same day, and she called me and she was like, I just want to say like, my mom is a teacher. She works at a school, and she was like, some like a really young and hip teacher came up to me and she was like, you look really good. Like, I love your outfit today. You just like really got it going on. And she's like, I can't take credit for it. Like, I just like follow what my daughter does, like whatever. And I was like laughing. Cause I was like you had just called me and been like, oh, my mom bought Sambas.
Cause she saw me wearing them over Christmas. She's like, give me the link to those like shoes with the stripes on them. Like I also, whenever she asks for a link, like after, like where I got something, I send her a commissionable link. I'm like, so you make I money. Know you're gonna buy it. I might as well get my money.
That's so fucking funny. I mean, as you should. But
my mom's just my number one fan. Same with my grandma. She watched my TikToks. She orders everything that I've done an ad for. She's ordered it.
I love that though. That's like, that's cute because they like trust your recommendations. And also like, it's like, they're like, oh, she looks good in this. Let me get it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you do that also a lot of times with like your friends and stuff. If you like,
see like following influencers is so shitty for me because I get so much stuff because like all my friends post good shit.
Yeah, they do. I know it's hard. I fall victim a lot to like, I will say like Lauren Wolf gets me with the fucking Amazon stuff. Like it's just like so easy. It's like right there. I click it and I'm like, oh, you're right. Like, I do need this fucking $9 hair clip. And, like, because she, like, makes Amazon stuff look so fucking good. It's insane.
Yeah.
She fucking kills it. And, like, but even, like, you, just, like, in person, I'll see you and I'm like, oh, I like those jeans. Like, fuck.
It's always this back and forth. Like, today's set that you're wearing, I'm like, oh, like.
You're like, I need that. Yeah. Every time, like, you get something new, I just kind of want it.
Yeah, fully. I was also going to say, speaking of influencers.
You see? Marie?
Yeah.
Smith? Yeah, JC.
Okay. I've been crying every day because she got pregnant and I'm just
so happy for her.
Like, I feel like I got a new understanding of parasocial relationships when she got pregnant. Because people like say shit. I'm like, it's not that deep. Like, you don't fucking know them? No. She got pregnant and I was like bawling, so happy for her. I like made Kevin watch the videos with me. I called Hallie. I was like, it's so cute. Like, I was just so genuinely happy for her.
I was like, so we've obviously been following along like on, I haven't been watching like the YouTube. I'm just like, I don't watch YouTube really because I can't handle the long form anymore. My attention span's too short. Zip but your nut, yeah. I've been obviously following on TikTok, her journey and stuff. And I've followed JC since, oh my God, like 2016 or something, because I was obsessed with Aspen Ovard and they were friends. So I found JC through that. So like I've known JC for like, wait, not known her. She had no idea who I was. We are mutuals now, which is like really cool. But I do, I just love her. I think she's like so cute, and she like got her whole like chin thing on, and I, that was like big on TikTok and stuff. But anyway, so I've like, she's been posting about her infertility journey.
I found her during COVID when she was trying IUI, I think is what it called. What it's called?
I don't know what that is.
It's like before IVF. It's like a different type of.
Yeah, I'm very uneducated on all of the like infertility and like IVF and how all of that works. I don't really understand. I feel like there's so many different ways of like the embryo and all of that.
Very confusing.
Very confusing.
But she has very detailed videos on it if you're curious.
Yeah, I'm sure it's super helpful.
I learned a lot watching her YouTube actually.
But it's, I've been following her for a while. So like I was just so happy because obviously I cannot imagine, obviously if you're trying, I think it's been years of that. And like that's just so hard. And especially I feel like if you're like all your friends can get pregnant and stuff, that would be like just such a struggle. And so, but I was like shocked because she was posting all of these videos and Jazz and I were like, this is crazy. Like she's posting in real time, like about it. So I was like, she's going to have to say like, if she's pregnant, like immediately she's not going to be, because most people wait to get through at least like the first trimester. And I was like, she's going to have to tell people right away. I didn't realize that none of what she was posting was real time.
So did I was very confused.
She did a really great job of making it seem like was. I don't know if she was trying to, or if that's just how it was coming off, but like, cause she's like fully like through her first trimester. And I was like, I thought she was, I don't know, like going to have to post in real time. But I'm just so happy for her. I think that's like amazing. And I'm so excited. I wonder what she's going to name it. Did she say?
No.
Why are you crying?
I'm so sorry.
I don't even have words. Are you okay?
I'm still fine.
Why are you crying?
I'm just.
I know you're happy for her, but my God, it's like a little excessive.
For all of her videos of her like telling people, I feel like every single day I'm just like tearing up over new videos that she's posted.
No, I'm so happy for her, but I can't cry about it on the spot.
No, I know, but like I'm very emotional. You know this, and I'm just very happy for her.
Yeah,
and I'm just excited to see like her be a mom.
Do you know what she's gonna name it? Did you say she said
no? Sorry, I was gonna say she says she knows the gender.
Oh, okay,
but she hasn't said like anything. But I'm staying tuned.
I was actually gonna say, if you had to pick like a number of kids you would want to have, how many would you say?
Depends on the gender.
Okay.
Because I want to be a boy mom.
Okay.
I have girls. I'm having them.
So you're gonna keep having till you have a boy.
Not having. Like, I don't want more than max 4 kids.
Oh wow.
What?
4's a lot.
I mean, I my ideal world, just 2. But if I had 2 girls, I'd try again.
Okay.
Knows when it actually happens, but in my head, as of right now, that's what I would say.
I don't have a plan for life. Like, people are, I need 2 that are, I literally don't fucking know. Like, I literally could see myself with 0 kids, depending on the place of life I was in and who I was with and, like, where I was. But I also could see myself, the maximum I can say with confidence that I would have, if I even have kids, like, I have literally no idea where my life is going. But 3. Like, 3 is the absolute most. I feel like 1 is, like, kind of, like, I don't know. I don't know if I would want to have just 1. I feel like if I was going to have a kid, then I would want 2.
With being an only child, I refused to have just 1 kid because I hated not having anyone who could relate to my experience.
Yeah, I think at least like 2 is...
You know how like people can be like, mom's being such a bitch.
Yeah.
Not having that is ass.
Yeah, even like my brother and I would like beat the shit out of each other and fight and stuff. But it was like out of love. It was obviously, I'm making it sound like so crazy. Like obviously it was just like brother, sister shit. Like everybody does that. But to some extent, but it is like, yeah, like exactly. It's like, it is like you could go get in the car and you'd be like driving him to school or something. And you'd be like, God, she's a fucking cunt. Like she like did this.
Or it's like now, like when I get older, I have to deal with my mom and like my parents on my own.
Yeah.
Like
that's. Yeah. Like you're responsible.
Yes. Like not having anyone like.
The only thing is nice is like inheritance wise.
Yeah.
You got it going on. Like, I feel like my brother and I would be able to just, we'd split it like 50-50 and there'd be no drama. But I definitely think if there's like a lot of kids and depending on who thinks they're closer or whatever, I could see like some crazy family drama going. I mean, my family had crazy family drama with that like way, way in the past. Like my like mom's whatever about inheritance. I feel like that can get really messy.
No, it does. Especially when I worked in real estate and I worked in like probate, people would crazy. Kids are insane. Like, when they're fighting over money, I mean, over their parents stuff. Like, mom, whatever. Yeah, crazy.
They're, like, thinking they, yeah. Oh, my God. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. I also decided that I'm in my new era of trying, like, new things of hair this year. Just wanted to put that out there. If you see me with new hair, I'm trying new things.
I love that. I think that's fun.
Obviously, I have my inches in right now. I think I'm going to do braids next. I've had braids since I was a kid. And my scalp is extremely white, so I'm gonna look like I'm appropriating for the 5 days afterwards, probably until my scalp gets tan. But
that's funny.
We'll see.
I'm interested to see. I think it'll look really good. The photos that you were sending looked like sick. I feel like.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going somewhere tropical at some point, so that's why I'm getting braids.
I feel like Samira has like really pretty ones. Like, yeah. I feel like you should do something like that.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I like, you're making me miss extensions. Like, I kind of want them, but like the problem with like yours is like protecting your hair. Mine's like just fucking making it fall out. Like, yeah. If I get, I would not do the extensions that I had in the past. If I was going to do them again, I would do them differently, but I don't know. I just feel like I've just been hating my hair recently in general.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it doesn't look good any way I do it.
Really? I don't feel like that at all.
I don't know. Like, I was like yesterday, I was like really hating it. I was like, oh my God. And I just put it in a bun. My 90% of the time, I feel like it's just in a bun. But I do miss the long hair. I miss the ponytail. That's what I miss. I was like, the fucking ponytail was so cunt. Like, just swinging it around. I really do miss that.
Yeah. I get that. That's fair.
I was doing an Instagram story Q&A today. Not for the podcast or anything, just myself. But if somebody asked this, and I thought this was, like, interesting. They were like, would you take somebody's last name if you got married? And I was, like, thinking about this. I've always thought about this. And I always said no. Like, whatever. And I still don't think I would. I don't know. I don't even use my last name online, so it wouldn't really change anything. But, like, I don't know why. It feels like I shouldn't think this, but I always just have, like, about weddings and everything. I'm, like, it's taking away, like, my power. Like, I'm giving, like, a man, like, just, like, me. And, like, he's, like, just – I don't know. I've seen a lot of interesting things. Like, Brooklyn and Bailey, they're, like, twins.
They're hyphenated.
They hyphenated, which I thought was interesting, and I thought that was cool. Like, they both did it, like, which I think is interesting, but I think that
sounds like so much fucking work.
That's what I was gonna say. Make it feel like it's just, when you have a kid, it's just harder, like to have like a fucking hyphenated last name. I would just want to have one. I've seen people also, weird, I wouldn't do this, but create a new last name together.
I've seen that.
Think that's interesting. I don't know.
For me, I wouldn't want to change mine because mine's so fucking easy. I'm not saying my last name because, like, I don't really just put it out there online for a reason, because, like, I probably will go back to corporate at some point in time, and I talk about fucking on here and say cunt 24/7, so it's just not really for me. Mm-hmm. Anyways, for that reason, I wouldn't want to change it. And also, it's a lot of paperwork to change your name and, like, on all your cards and all your bills. Like, for the inconvenience of it, I wouldn't want to change it. But also, I wouldn't have a problem changing it if it was important to my partner.
I just think... Yeah, like, I just truly don't give enough of a fuck to change it. But at the same time, like, if somebody had a cunt last name, like, if it was, like, giving, where I was like, oh, this flows, like, I like this, like, I guess I could see it in myself changing it. But also, again, like, when you have kids, so that's hard. Like, what, you just have a different last name than your kid? It seems weird.
I have a different last name than my mom does. Because I have her maiden name.
You have her maiden name?
Mm-hmm.
I guess, but that's like, I'm saying, I guess that's like, but that was like a not necessarily like traditional, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you like just get married to one person and then have a kid with them, like, then it's like, it would be a little, like, I feel like it'd be a little odd to not have the same last name, but I also like don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just think it's like different.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I would, if somebody had like a really good last name, I feel like I would be like, all right, but it
if
is.
If they so had a really fun. Shitty last name, I wouldn't take it.
Yeah.
Like, if they were like, I don't even know, but like if it was really bad, I would be like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Someone also asked my Instagram story, not related, but I thought this was an interesting question because we talked about guy friends last episode. Somebody was like, how do I make sure my guy friend knows we're just friends? Because I feel like that is a hard balance, because a lot of times I feel like guy friendships, there's a lot of banter and kind of flirting, even though it's not flirting and you don't mean it like that. It just kind of comes across that way. And I guess it can be kind of hard to draw a line, like, where, like, I feel like there's room for confusion, like, you know?
I guess I feel like most of my friendships have been very clear.
I think same. I feel like
I'm saying it's hard for me to relate to be able to answer that question because I'm like, mine have been so clear and concise.
But this is my problem. Like, this is my thing. Like, I'm thinking about all the guy friends I've had in my life and like a lot of them, like right now, like Keon, like it's the most clear thing ever. Like, it's like not even like an option. Like, you know, it's like in my brain. But it's like, I think about like friends I've had in the past when I used to hang out with these guys that like a group of guys out of college. And I like hung out with them literally every single weekend. And I was only just friends with them and I didn't like any of them. But there was this one guy, it was just like so easy to flirt with him. And I liked the attention of it because I was like, what else am I going to do? Where it was almost kind of like I led him on very heavy and he like wanted a little bit more, I think. Like, he definitely would have hooked up with me. But it's like, I couldn't do it. And then it was kind of like awkward because it's like, well, I'm leading him on and like I like the attention, but I don't actually like him. And it's just, I don't know, a hard line, I think, just depending.
Yeah, I feel like just like being transparent. Like, I feel like you have to know like what it is. And if he tries some more, you're like, this isn't happening.
Okay.
I just feel like don't make it weird if someone does try for more and like you really just want to be friends, because then it ruins your friendship. When you make it weird, it ruins the friendship.
Yeah.
If you just like, oh, like, no, but like anyways, then okay. It's like it doesn't ruin it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Interesting. Also, another random question I have for you, because someone on my Instagram story was saying like, oh, how like I'm having the worst pain after getting my IUD out and like whatever, and I haven't gotten my IUD out, but you have. Like, yes. Did you have a bad experience?
I have a bad experience, but like I cramped like I did when I got it in, when I got it out.
Did you notice any? Didn't you say you I felt like you got cystic, acne, right?
Size of nickels on my face
until you got it back in, or
yeah.
I think yeah. I feel like we talked about this before, but I think it's just like a hormone change.
It's really just suddenly. Depends person to person. Like,
yes. So others, like, people were like swiping up on my story and they were like, I was so fine. Like, don't worry. But I think it just does depend. But
yeah.
I am like scared. I'm like, I'm leaving my IUD in for as long as I fucking can. I can't, like, I'm not taking that shit out. Why would I?
No, I fully agree. I spent so much money to get that shit in. It's not coming out of me.
For at least a little bit. I think about how Eli ripped hers out and that just,
my friend ripped hers out in high school.
One, I feel like that's gotta be bad for you. Like, it's gotta, like, I feel like you could, like, lacerate your, like,
I feel like it has to be dangerous. But, like, also, like, I can't.
Going?
I just, I'm in pain thinking about it.
I was, like, trying to pull out a tampon and I just have my fingers, like, up there and I just, like, pull out and I see the fucking IUD. I can't even imagine what I think I would just pass out right then and there.
100%. My friend, when you're in high school, she literally read online that, like, she was like in a rabbit hole for some reason. And she like read that, like, your IUD could make you fat, basically.
So she's like, no.
And she goes, this is why I've been gaining weight. Same night, like a 10-minute YouTube like dive, same night, rips it out. I was I was like, you are insane.
At least go to the gyno. Like, my God.
But she got the idea in her head and she's like, I'm not having this.
I had a friend who so she got the IUD in and then she had sex with her boyfriend for the first time after getting the IUD in. And apparently they like left the strings too long. And so it was like, I guess he put his dick in her and it like hurt him so bad. Cause it was like it felt like a bee sting on my dick. Cause it was like hard as fuck. And he was like, it was the most painful thing ever. Like whatever, which I'm sure like guys are being fucking exaggerative. It's like, come on. Like she just got the IUD in. Like that was not the most painful thing in the world. Like I'm sure she was in more pain than you, but like still. So then she had to like go get them to like trim the string shorter the next day. And I was like so scared of that. I remember like the first time I had sex, it was like with a random person that I wasn't comfortable being like, hey, you're the first person I'm having sex with after I just got an IUD. Like, let me know if this like whatever. So I was like, just praying. I'm like, God, I was like, I literally was like, like spread. He's like going in me. I'm like, ah. Like, is he gonna scream in pain? I don't know.
Like, it's not me.
No, I know. Like, how do you explain
just,
that?
Like, gaslight gatekeep girl. She's like, so something's wrong with your dick?
No. Legit. That's what I probably would have done because I was just like, oh my God. Oh, God.
Someone asked this like last week on Instagram when we were talking about like, I don't know what the question was, but that's the point. They were like, talk about I'm so sorry. They're like, talk about post nut clarity. I feel like that's a thing for men, but like it's a thing for women too. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what that is.
Okay, great.
And
because I used to have this, like, I don't think about it now, but all the time, like, years ago, I would really have this. I wanted to text a guy so bad, And then I would use my vibrator, right? And I didn't have any urge to text them anymore.
Okay.
Like, I was, like, I think I wanted to text them because I was, like, horny. And I wanted to, like, hang out and, like, hook up. And then I was, like, do I, though? And then I would do it. And then I was, like, you know, I can go another couple days without having the urge to text them.
I think for me, it's, like, I get what you're saying, but I think it just depends on the kind of relationship you have with the person. Because it's yes. like, I guess if it's like, yeah, somebody that you're kind of just like, am I interested, whatever, I guess then, yeah, it's like, if you masturbated and then you're like, oh, okay, like, I don't really care that much because I'm not horny anymore, then it's like, I guess, whatever. But I think if it's like, if you have an emotional attachment, yes. then I still, like, that wouldn't change for me, where I still would be like, I don't care. Like, I still want to, because, like, I like them. But I've heard for guys, like, that's why apparently they say, like, you're not supposed to sleep with a guy on the first date or whatever. Like, because it's, like, or, like, early on, because they don't form attachment through intimacy like girls do, apparently. I don't even know how true any of that is. People claim it is. I'm like, how do you fucking know? But because it's, like, then they get post-nut clarity and they're like, oh, she's not even – like, I've heard of, like stories of, like, people being like, oh, like a guy being like, oh, I got post-nut clarity. Like, I had sex with this girl and I thought she was, like, ugly after. And I'm like, imagine. I would, like, oh, I don't know. But I don't think I experienced that too much, but –
I had, like, a phase.
Okay. That's valid.
But, obviously, it's five these days.
Yeah, you don't really have to worry about that. What was I going to say?
Oh, in case you guys were wondering, I did use my waffle maker. It's fantastic.
Your waffle maker? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You had it sitting out. It looked very pretty. It looks like a waffle you'd see at, like, IKEA or something.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it looked really nice.
Kevin made them from scratch with my grandma's recipe.
Okay, Kevin.
Yep, we FaceTimed her. She was very excited.
Okay. Well, that's funny. Oh, I have a fucking addiction to tuna salads. I can't stop. And I'm like, is more mercury poisoning real? Because I made a TikTok about it, and the comments are so varied. They're like, I eat tuna every single day for a year. I never got it. Like, I never got sick. And then other people are like, oh my God, it's so real. Like, whatever. And I don't even know what really happens. But, like, I can't stop eating it. It's so good. It's, like, a great source of protein. And then people are like, just eat chicken. Like, switch it out with canned chicken instead. I cannot explain to you why canned chicken.
I love canned chicken.
That seriously, I don't know why I can't get past it. It seems so fucking foul and disgusting to me. Which, it's like, tuna in the can is, like, literally the same. I don't know why the tuna does not bother me. The fucking chicken, I seriously, the thought of it is, like, actually makes me want to vomit. I'm sure it doesn't even taste bad. I just can't get past the fact that it's, like, chicken. I don't know.
Well, I like it. I put it on open face sandwiches.
I don't know why it grosses me out so
much. I used to also love tuna as a kid, and people would always be so mean to me because I'd bring it to school for lunch. And, like, valid, like, tuna's tuna. But, like, I had a tuna phase during middle school, elementary school.
Okay.
Like, tuna with some pretzels or tuna and Ritz crackers. Like, I just loved it.
Okay. I never ate it. Like, my mom never made that growing up, like, anything like that. So this was like, I literally.
It was like my after school snack when I watched Ellen.
Okay. That's very neat.
I watched, like, Ellen or Oprah, Dr. Phil.
Okay. That's... I never watched.
You didn't do that?
No, never watched, like, reality show. I don't know. I was really weird with, like, TV. I always have been.
I was, like, a very talk show type of gal.
I was not.
Never watched any of them now, but, like, I was really into them as a kid.
I feel like I just didn't watch a lot of TV like that. I'm, like, trying to think of what I even did.
You were an outside kid.
Yeah, I definitely was. My mom was one of those, like, go play type of vibes. So I definitely didn't watch a lot of stuff. Like, and I never really have loved TV. Like, my attention span's always been kind of short, I feel like, where it's like, I'm not kidding, all my friend and I would do every single day after school is we would just make movies. Like, we would just, like, get my camera and we'd record everything. But it's funny because I would make all these clips. I'd need these clips to be fucking perfect, okay? Never once was I ever editing these and actually, like, putting them together. It was like, just film all this, like, hundreds of hours of movies, like, just for no reason. Like, it was never going anywhere.
Okay.
And I would just, like, write plays. Like, I was just, like, I was such, like, a theater kid without actually, like, really being a theater kid. Yeah.
That's fair. Well, thanks for listening, guys. It's been so real, so fun. So sorry about the audio the past few weeks. If you happen to hear us talk about things we've talked about the past few weeks again, it's because the audio was shit before. So sorry.
I don't know. For me, like, when I would listen to it, it wasn't shit. It was fine, but I understand, like, other people had, like, the issue where it's, like, a setting. I don't know.
Whatever. I it sucks. I'm so sorry because there were some good episodes.
I know there was, but I'm hoping that this sounds great and everybody loves it and we can just like not move have to this, get yeah. the yeah. Because I can't handle, neither can Jazz.
Yeah.
Like we've said a million times. So thanks for sticking with us while we were like figuring all of this out.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. We have the new space, new system. Should be so good and amazing Fun and moving gosh. Forward. And now we can like just like be vibe and have amazing times together. Join the group me if you want. It's linked in our Instagram bio. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Delusional Diaries Podcast. Subscribe to our YouTube, Delusional Diaries Podcast. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Love ya. Thank you.